This is Nikki from How Novel, and welcome to Free Samples of Local Literature, where regional authors read selections of writings for you to preview. Today, I'm going to read Sammy Strawberry, that is written and illustrated by Nicole Pontier Carrolls. Gradually, the grass and flowers became smaller and smaller until it felt no different than walking on the lawn back home. Her gaze fell toward the ground, and she noticed patches of glitter strewn about, coating a bluebell and some grass here, a daisy and a dandelion there. Sammy chose to investigate where this glitter was coming from. It was easy enough. All she had to do was travel from glitter patch to glitter patch. Suddenly, the trail stopped. Sammy wandered round in a circle, eyes trained carefully to the ground, when out of nowhere a cascade of glitter showered over her. She whipped her eyes skyward, and immediately above her was a fluffy white cloud. The cloud was flying so low that if she were to climb a tree, she would be able to touch it. It was gliding very slowly, and every so often it would lurch forward awkwardly. Every time it lurched, a shower of glitter rained to the ground. "Strawberry, what is wrong with that cloud?" inquired the little girl. But before Strawberry could answer, the cloud turned around and began to speak. The fluffy white substance swirled and curled until it resembled a mouth, and from it came a soft, wispy voice. "I have," it lurched toward them, and a shower of glitter fell. The hiccups. Sammy fell to the ground in laughter. The very idea of a cloud, a talking cloud, with the hiccups was about the funniest thing she had ever heard. The cloud turned as pink as a sunset and floated even lower until it was only a few feet above her head. The cloud interrupted the girl's fit of giggles. Its voice was still wispy, but with a slight change in tone. "Little girl, it is not funny. I can't get rid of them." Sammy calmed herself, realizing that the change in tone was one of annoyance, and she recalled how frustrating it could be when hiccups had interrupted her play. She thought of all the ways she had gotten rid of her own hiccups, but she couldn't imagine the cloud drinking a glass of water, and she didn't have any peanut butter. Then she remembered hearing that scaring someone will get rid of the hiccups. "Pardon me, Mr. Cloud," she apologized. "May I make a suggestion? I've heard that being startled will scare the hiccups out. Is there something you are afraid of that we could try?" The cloud paled and spoke again in barely a whisper. "Bunnies." "Bunnies?" Sammy almost laughed, but did not want to offend the cloud again. "Right. Wait here." As she shouted, she scampered away to the edge of the wood, and when she got there, she scanned the trees until she detected movement. Sure enough, it was a bunny, bounding between bushes. She ran after it with the intent of catching it, but suddenly it stopped and hopped toward her, jumping up on a rock directly in front of her. "Are you following me?" the face demanded. Sammy should not have been surprised at this point, what with talking clouds and winged unicorns, but this talking bunny still shocked her for a moment. She composed herself and explained the situation of the talking cloud and asked if he would be willing to help. The bunny seemed amused with the idea, so he agreed, and they made a plan. A few minutes later, Sammy returned to where the cloud and Strawberry were. "I couldn't find a bunny," Sammy lied. "I'm sorry. I wish I could have helped." The cloud nodded in a very misty way, clearly disappointed, and slowly swirled around, lurching forward midway and showering them with a million shiny specks once again. As it gently floated onward, the bunny jumped out from behind a log and twitched its little pink nose toward the cloud. In a great poof, the cloud seemed to disappear, its swirling wisps scattering in all directions. Sammy panicked. Did her plot kill the cloud? She only wanted to frighten the hiccups out, not kill it. Was killing a cloud even possible? Strawberry noticed the little girl's distress and bent her head low. "Don't worry, little one. Watch." A few breaths later, little strands of mist floated back toward the meadow and intertwined, growing larger and larger. When finished, the cloud had reappeared, a tinge of pink on its would-be cheeks. Oh, thank goodness, cried Sammy. I was so worried. I'm sorry I lied. I didn't mean to vaporize you. I was only trying to help. The corners of the cloud's mouth turned upward and it chortled. Quite all right, it whispered. Your scheme seems to have worked. It was true. The glitter and lurching had ceased. The cloud gracefully rotated and climbed higher into the sky. Thank you, it breathed just before it was out of earshot, and it rejoined its brethren in the crisp blue sky.
Free Samples of Local Literature is produced by Nikki Pontier-Carrolls and KBMF LP Butte. If you enjoyed this free sample, you can find the entire book at How Novel Books and Art.